Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We own this radio show, and we are here talking to Jackie as she's moving around because we hear the clinkety-clank and the clinkety-clank.
Oh, my God. Can't even eat.
We can't. No, you can't even eat. You're on the radio show. It's not a time to eat.
I can't eat on the show.
Can't eat on the show. Oh my God. So.
But I only had one meal.
As I usually have very interesting polite etiquette guests, we are going to break all the rules. Check.
All right. I won't eat.
Gotta put your food down. So you got to put your food down for at least 20 minutes.
It was actually, I was stirring pasta.
There we go. That's a good thing. So having said that, we have a good friend of ours. Her name is Jackie. She's on our Building Fortunes radio show. We talk about really some cool things. And one of the cool things that we do is we always have cool conversations about, you know, interesting things. And we wanted you guys to be part of that. And I'm going to give Jackie a chance to continue to stir her pasta. But there was something that I ran across. We were doing a few things. I was doing a few things last night. And Jackie, I got to mute you out because you're making some background noise. So hold on, I'll mute you out. And then
I just sat down on the chair.
That's okay. I'm going to mute you out anyway. So I'm going to hug the conversation for a little bit as I mute you out. I was testing some things just for you people to know. I was I muted Jackie out so she's getting herself situated. But I was testing some things, and on this platform, we record on Blog Talk Radio, but we put it on Building Fortunes Radio, which I own, because I don't own Blog Talk Radio. And one of the reasons why I put it on my own domain name is because if we ever say anything, it can't be shut down. So that's one of the reasons why we do it. I think about censoring. I also think about branding. Why in the world would I want to brand Blog Talk Radio? I like Blog Talk Radio. They provide us a wonderful service, and they also do a whole bunch of other things because some people pick up our podcast in both places, and we get put on Stitcher, which is an app, and Player FM, and iTunes, and a whole bunch of other places as well. And as I was looking for some stuff, we were putting an RSS feed on Spotify, which, by the way, Joe Rogan, one of the most popular podcasters on the planet, who's on YouTube like crazy. He's moving over to Spotify. So before Joe Rogan made the move, we were already doing some stuff with RSS feeds, so you'll be able to hear our Building Fortunes radio show if you have a Spotify app, because Spotify is pretty big. And as I was doing that, I said, you know, let me check, because, you know, if you don't inspect what you expect, something might be broken. So that happens a lot when there's new upgrades in technology and stuff like that. So I was looking on Stitcher for Building Fortunes Radio, or my name, Peter Mingles. And guess what? We're there. So that was really cool. And then I started scrolling down because they list a whole bunch of other related shows that, you know, might have the word building in it or might have the word fortunes in it. And I ran across one of my next favorite podcasts. And it was just... It was interesting because the title of it was Boring Books for Bedtime. So I said, Boring Books for Bedtime? That caught my attention. I figured I got to listen to it. And it is hysterical. It's not meant to be hysterical, but it is hysterical for me. So if you're on Stitcher and you type in Boring Books for Bedtime, you'll find her. The woman who reads these boring books. But if you also go to YouTube, she has a YouTube channel as well. So most of you are familiar with YouTube. You might not have the Stitcher app. But if you go to YouTube and you look for Boring Books for Bedtime, you'll find that there's this woman. Now, by the way, I know there's a practical purpose for her being there. But on the practical purpose, what she does is she reads books that are boring. I was just so funny. And I was smiling and laughing a little bit because I was just checking out one of her boring books for bedtime before we started our Building Fortunes radio show. So if I was a little bit out of sorts in reference to this, and then I have Jackie who's moving around like she's making pasta and moving furniture, I was a little bit out of sorts, having a little bit of fun as I was listening to my next favorite podcast. So I don't mind sharing great resources with you guys because sometimes we have to take some of the serious stuff, and then we have to do some other things. And she introduces a thing called ASMR quiet reading. So I remember when I used to have a problem falling asleep, I would like have a really hard time falling asleep. So what this woman does is she reads boring books in a boring way, and it's just ironically funny. Like I was cracking up, like losing my mind. So anyway, I'm going to open this back up, and chances are more than less likely Jackie has either finished eating or started to eat or did whatever she's doing, and I give her a little bit of time to settle down and kind of hunker in, and we can have a cool radio show. So Jackie, thanks for being here. And I know you know a lot of things, but I can guarantee you that if you answer this question honestly, you have never heard of the YouTube channel Boring Books for Bedtime.
No, I will honestly tell you I have not heard it, but I have to tell you something. That's why I'm sitting here smiling when you brought that up. Mm-hmm. I used to tell people that when they had trouble falling asleep, because it's very common that people, I said, read a boring book. That's what mm-hmm. I used to tell them, read a boring book. The only yep. problem with listening to a YouTube or turning that on, even if you have a smartphone, when you're having trouble falling asleep, is you shouldn't be going to sleep with your cell phone, you know, on or a TV on or any blue light. You know,
right.
because that also prevents and ruins your natural melatonin, some other stuff that it does negatively to work against exactly what you want to do. But I'm laughing because, like I said, I used to tell people that for the last probably 20 years, read a boring book. And if she's a monotone, which makes it even more boring.
Oh, you'd love it. I'm telling you. I can't
I'll
play
have
now.
To check it out.
Exactly.
I will.
But you have to check it out because I was rolling. I was rolling. It was so funny because I couldn't believe that for an hour she's going to read a boring book. And I like get – and like I says, does she really do this for an hour? She does. So Jackie was so funny. She was
– Is it just she have one YouTube or she does
no,
a lot?
No, she does a boring book every single week. It's
no,
amazing.
She should have a club, you know, Boring Book of the Month Club.
She's something, I'm telling you. And her delivery is just like, I don't know how she does it without, like cracking
well,
up.
Is she doing it monotone? Because a monotone
yes.
is boring to listen to.
No, and I think there's a real thing. I think it's called ASMR quiet reading. I think it's like a real thing. Now, by the
what
way,
what does that
I would
stand
tell you,
for?
I don't know. It stands for something else, but it stood for like asymptotic whatever, symphony, whatever. But if you do a Google search on it, you'll find it. But it didn't have the same application. But if you –
What is it, boring books to fall asleep?
No, boring books for bedtime. Boring
for bedtime, okay.
Books
All right,
bedtime.
Well, that sounds interesting enough to look up.
Check it out. It was just so – what it did was it – you know, we talk about other things you can watch on YouTube, you know, like – Dr. Buttar and, you know, Bell Bigtree
right,
and
right.
all the other vaccine stuff, you know, Judy Mikovits and all that sort of stuff. And I had never seen that before. And when I went there, I was not in the mood because I was looking for my stuff. And when I
mm-hmm.
found her, I'm like, what is this? Is this a joke? Like boring books for bedtime.
Spoof. Yeah.
And it was real. But the really funny
yeah,
thing
it's therapeutic,
is,
yes.
It was very therapeutic. I could have used that when I was in high school because, you know, when you just can't go to sleep. And it was funny. Oh, I was cracking up because one of them, she started to read the Sears catalog. I'm
oh,
like,
my God. That's like reading
God.
The dictionary. Yeah.
Yes. And she was reading it. And I'm like, there's no way that she does this for an hour. So I kind of fast forward, you know, cheat a little bit. And I'm like, she's still reading the catalog. I'm like, oh my God, how the hell does she do this? It was just like, it was so funny to me. But anyway, I was just,
it,
and I was smiling.
Well, it just proves there is, you know, people come up with the most unusual things, but there's a need for so many, because people nowadays, especially, many brains operate like this, is they can't shut off. Yep. When it's time to go to bed, they just can't shut their brain off. I mean, I don't have that problem, but I know lots of people do. And are you one of them?
Oh, there was I'm going to be real serious now. There was a time in my life, this is one of the reasons why I'm such a YouTube freak. There was a time in my life where a lot of things were falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a product line had fallen apart. My programmer died. I was worried about paying bills.
Mm-hmm.
My dad passed away, or my dad was sick, where I was really having a hard time because I was whipping myself into an emotional frenzy.
Sure,
I'll use one specific example. Run a call center, right? So a little horror story here. So I run a call center, and one of our biggest customers, who would pay us tens of thousands of dollars every month, and we had like, I don't know, I'm going to say 50 people in the call center whose livelihoods I'm responsible for. And one of our biggest guys, our biggest customers, stiffed me for about $40,000.
Oh, jeez.
So, like, he would pay me on the 4th or the 5th, and we would pay our people on the 10th. And he stiffed me for $40,000.
That hurts.
We needed that cash flow. So I couldn't pay on the 10th because I couldn't rearrange things fast enough to get the payroll done.
Sure.
And I was going insane. And the idea that I had 50 people that were relying on a check, you know, that I couldn't pay, and then I could go through more of the horror stories. But I was so wound up.
And you were probably building Jack stories too.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. I was horrible. I felt so bad because I've never not been able to pay, especially like that. And it was, and by the way, there was something else going on at the same time. We got like hit with like another guy decided he was going to be late. So it wasn't like 40,000, it was more like 60,000. And I'm like, you know, I just don't have that much. It's not like I just whipped that stuff out and have that much laying around. So, cause every business is cash flow intensive. And I was going out of my mind. And I could not turn it off, Jackie. So when you'd say, you know, try to go to sleep, I could not turn it off. I was like almost going psychotic insane. And anybody that's ever been in a similar situation, I remember when my dad was really sick, it was the same thing all over again. So having this boring books for bedtime, the reason why I mentioned it several times is because there's probably somebody listening in, especially now with the coronavirus and there's 39 million people that they say have, you know, no employment and lots of businesses that are getting screwed and lots of businesses are still closed down. There's probably a lot of people in financial straits. There's a lot
There is.
Right.
I read just now, I knew from the beginning of the year when they listed all the companies that have been around for decades and that they were more than likely going to go file bankruptcy this year. And then, of course, up comes this CV-19 thing, and I just read now, down goes Pier 1 is out of business. They're selling off everything.
Right. Macy's
has been around for what, 150 years. They bought out Marshall Fields from Chicago, and they're on the verge of bankruptcy. I mean, it's like Sears. Did you ever think that would happen? Sears.
Right.
Incredible. I mean, Kmart, of course, was around for years and years. They kept closing down stores, and now I can't even find a Kmart, you know, and restaurants. And it's just, it's so sad. And that was actually one of the things I was going to discuss is I have an online group that it actually is all over the country. It's similar to probably what Facebook is. I don't do Facebook, but this is more of a neighborhood. And you know, it's I think it's called Neighborhood Next or Next Neighborhood. I don't know what it is. But
there's one called Next Door. Is it called Next Door?
Next Door, I think it was. You put in your zip code, and it'll bring up your zip code and maybe one or two zip codes. And what I got on it for is a reason. There was a madness to, you know, this thing, because I don't have the time nor to do Facebook and all the rest of stuff. It's too dangerous anyway. But got on this because I noticed they were posting, like, does anybody know of a neighborhood, good, inexpensive neighborhood plumber, or does anybody know this or that? I was capturing all the names because I'm going to be in need of a handyman and a plumber and a house cleaner. And then I posted because I want a lady who sews out of the house, you know, around my area. And I got one reply, but that's okay. It's all I need is one. And, you know, it's like, so, and then you get personal, you know, let me know a dentist or this or that. And I was in need, you know, the last 2 years of a dentist. And so anyways, I was using it to develop my own personal list for the things that I use, you know, landscaping, you name it, roofing, whatever. But it's all local neighborhood stuff. And you get personal, you know, testimonies, you know, from these people that are part of your neighbors. But the latest, greatest thing is there's some nasty, nasty people on these things. And I don't know if it's they are normally nasty or if it's because of what's going on. But I do know people are more, I find myself, you know, less patient, more snippy, probably more thin-skinned, and I'm not normally thin-skinned. And that's why I don't really like this, I don't text, but the emails, is because you can't tell any inflections unless you do emoticons or put a smiley, you know, or to say smile or LOL. People can misunderstand something you're saying and thinking that you're being sarcastic or nasty.
Right.
And, you know, because it's very impersonal. I think not just what's going on with the CV thing, and I think all these social media sites and stuff, everything has become more impersonal. I mean, now I don't know if you get birthday cards in the mail anymore. It used to be we sent out birthday cards. Now we can send an e-card.
Right.
You know, I got for my birthday in March, my daughter, you can go online and order a birthday card that they send physically to your mailbox, but you didn't go out, you know, you just picked it online and you wrote the text and then they write it and send it to you, mail it to you.
Yep.
I mean, I think we've become a very impersonal world.
There's a network marketing company called Send Out Cards that does exactly that. They have basically all kinds of cards. It's amazing. They can even send gifts.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying to you. It is that there's some people are making businesses for wherever they find the niche or the need in, you know, and especially what's going on. So going back to this online group that I've got is there – since, you know, where I live, since May 4th, it's been required, and I said it the last two times we talked, you know, it's that you have to wear a mask. And it can't be a law because they can't make a law, you know, saying that. It has been, you know, recommended, and I have found that most of the Democrat states are the worst, and Illinois has the biggest Democrat governor here, and he said initially, as of last week, and he's planning on keeping us closed for 150 more days. That's like five more months. I mean, he's to the extreme. I Googled him, and I found that he's the 15th, and I didn't even know this, 15th most the largest income or the largest, you know, owning's like $13 billion with a B dollars that he has earned and made, our governor of Illinois. And he's got more money than Trump. So how can he relate to all the people that have lost their jobs, are either getting unemployment or trying to get unemployment, and they haven't been able to, or they haven't started receiving it yet? And then people who are losing businesses in Illinois that have had it for 20, you know, 30 or more years, and that will have nothing even when it opens up to go to, but based on either what he says is, look at all the lives we're saving. Well, It's real interesting, more stuff than I'm learning and I'm getting and I'm seeing from what I believe to be legitimate sources of information. I certainly don't believe that listening to the news on TV or reading in the newspaper that I'm going to get anything of the truth or of value. And I think I said this once before, but the only thing that I believe in is on Wednesday I get the food shopping guide, and that's the only thing I know to be true. And there are other stores now, that grocery stores, that aren't even sending out flyers anymore. It's too much money. They're online where you can just Google it, that store, and you can get their what you normally would have gotten in the mail or in the newspaper, their flyer. So, I mean, I've seen even a difference in myself and of what goes on. Normally, you know, I think if I were a multi-millionaire, I'd still play beat the supermarket games. I clip coupons and I look at prices. During the last month or two, getting into the grocery store, I find myself that I don't even care about the price. I just want to get in and out from now on.
Right.
And I don't, you know, and I think it's a time of what's going on. It's based on a situation of what's going on. You know, is that you're paying more. And I sent out that, if you saw that, I'm still laughing from when I think about it. It was somebody had sent out that joke. It's a joke, but it happens to be true. It says, like, during this time, you know, it's like their budgeting is like zero for clothes, zero for gas, and $2,977 a month for food.
That's right. Yeah, that was cute.
Did you see that?
There was a couple of one-liners in there that were really cute.
Oh, my God. It's pee in your pants funny stuff. But
yep.
It was, like I said, it's true. And what's funnier than the truth? And comedians make, you know, they're living, they talk about the truth. They don't have to make up anything because what's funnier than real life? But, I mean, that particular, boy, can everybody relate to that. But going back to this online site, it's like they were attacking me. And a couple other people, it's like, and I've seen them before in other, you know, questions that were going on, not about what's going on. It was like a couple months back. It's the same people. If I were to say it's night out, they'd say it's day. And these were people that were telling me that I need to go to a fact check and I need to stop watching InfoWars, you know, and that I am a conspiracy nut. That's what I've been told. And it's like, oh, my God. So I'm using it as a barometer. It's like how to critique myself. So now I started, like they say, you're a conspiracy nut. So now instead of defending myself or no, I'm not or something like that, I just say, what if I'm not? That's my line
right.
to them. What if I'm
right.
not? And the key is, oh, and there was one lady that's on there that's talking about just wear a mask. Be, you know, considerate to other people. Wear a mask. And so I know this lady's a biker chick. So she goes, no, I won't. And it's really funny because how does just wear a mask be considered? Where does that come from? If she is stupid enough to believe it and doesn't, you know, read up on that a mask does nothing, why to try and convince somebody else to wear a mask? I mean, I have sent out, I have links, and it doesn't matter to these people. I haven't sent out any links to them because they think it's all conspiracy. So the last thing is stop watching or stop. You can't watch or listen to InfoWars and think that it's the truth. And I go, InfoWars? What's that? How do I find that?
Uh-huh.
And I'm playing with them, of course, and they don't realize it. And I said, or is that, or are you just saying that InfoWars, that's what this thread is, a war zone? So this is what they're doing. They're trying, as if they know. And I said, at one point, I just said, look, I'm not going to convince you to not wear a mask, and you're not going to convince me to wear a mask. I'm not going to convince you that Fauci and Gates are evil people, and you're not going to convince me that they're not. And I said, and I suppose that as soon as they create a vaccine, you will be the first in line to get it. I won't. I won't ever. I said, and then, you know, I said, you know, the whole thing is, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Don't try and push your agenda on me. Or anybody else. And this is what's going on, and I don't know. I have a feeling that these people are just nasty all the time. But I think that based on what's going on, people are getting fed up, nasty. They're not being... you know, as nice, or what's being nice? I mean, anyway, it's like the one lady is be nice, you know, wear a mask. What is this? It reminds me of something my ex-mother-in-law said when I first got divorced, and I was, my ex-husband, part of the divorce decree is he was supposed to pay extraordinary medical expenses. And when my ex-mother-in-law knew that I was going to have to sue her son, she said, be a nice girl, don't sue him. And that's what it reminded me, all it did was bring that back into my brain. It's like, be nice. It's like, if you don't stand up for what you believe to be the truth, I can't walk around and do something or wear something just to satisfy who? Certainly not me.
Right.
I mean, if you don't stand for what is this? What's that little saying? If you don't stand for something, you can't stand for anything. I mean, if you could play into their game, I mean, if it was something real, it's a different story, but it's not. What do you have to say, Peter?
I agree with you completely. The biggest problem is you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. It's when their opinion starts infringing on my
rights,
territory, or my beliefs that,
yeah,
that I really have an issue with it. And you've been talking about face masks for a while, so I started doing some of my own research on face masks.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, are there a lot of credible people that basically say, listen, if you're a doctor and you're performing surgery, you know, wash
mm-hmm.
your hands, wear a mask. But
right.
short, or if you're a healthcare professional where you're going to be, you know, exposed to all those things, wear a mask. But if you're out and about, like, you know, on the beach, a mask is a waste of time. You know, if you're out there, you know, if you're socially distancing and stuff like that, you know, just being around, a mask could actually, in some instances, be actually detrimental. So,
well, it is. They have had proof on that. People have passed out already. There have been other health issues that are happening. People are getting lightheaded, dizzy. They're falling asleep at work because the scientific explanation is we breathe in oxygen. We exhale carbon monoxide. And when you wear a mask, you're exhaling into the mask and breathing it back in, the carbon monoxide, which is 20% less of your oxygen that you're breathing, you're not getting, which will make you lightheaded, dizzy, nauseous, a bunch of things. And
I
so, and along with suppressing your immune system, it's just doing the opposite. You see, people don't understand. It's just like what you said. The surgeon wears a mask in surgery, not so he shouldn't get sick from the patient. It's so if he coughs or sneezes that it doesn't go into the patient and make them sicker. So the people walking around think that it's protecting them from me or you or anybody else. And if it's doing such a good job, then why are the stores not open if everybody's wearing a mask?
Right. Well, I mean, the amount of inconsistency is ridiculous. Walmart could be open, but such and such a store can't. This place can be open.
Well, they're calling it essential. Essential.
Right. Right. As if it's just the inconsistencies are
actually. It's power.
Yeah.
It's
violating.
It's all about power, Peter.
Yeah, I know. They're violating people.
And Trump left it up to each governor and mayor to handle what they want to do. You know,
right.
So, I mean, that's why one state is completely open, and like Illinois here is, we, you know, if we're really good, maybe, you know, we're on a flattened curve, which whatever that means, you know, it's like, you know, after May 29th, we'll be able to open up phase three.
Right.
Whatever that is.
That's
but
crazy.
Anyways, and then they're talking, then they're, of course, putting more fear into people is that come the fall, you know, they expect this flu, CV, to come back again and worse. And one lady, like, said to me in that email that on that thing said, oh, well, I sure hope that, you know, you don't know what it's like if you wind up with this CV-19, you know, and you have to go to the hospital and be put on a ventilator, you will be sorry you weren't wearing a mask. And I said, the chances of being hit by an airplane are greater than me getting the CV-19 and going on a ventilator. First of all, they're now finding out they've been that's why there's more deaths than there should have been, is the ventilator was the wrong thing to do with these people. I think what the biggest problem is, they've never seen anything like it, so they don't know how to handle it.
Right.
And so, and it morphs. It's already morphed, and it, which means it's, you know, changed to another one. So it might be, you know, CV-19, which is SARS-2. You know, it's same thing like the SARS-1 that was a couple of years ago. But it's CV, you know, 19. It might already have changed from the original CV-19. And here's the other thing that the doctors are saying. The people, if you take these tests, which are not definitive, they have to be repeated on a daily basis. So this is insane, because it's costing them like the extensions of the hospitals that they thought they were going to need all over the country. They put out $635 million for these extensions, and they haven't been used.
Wow.
And then I was told, like, I should go to a hospital and see somebody on a ventilator to understand what they're going through. It's horrible. And I go, would you please direct me to a hospital so that I can find a person that's on one? Actually, my neighbor down the block is a nurse, and I saw her recently, and she told me she was let go, and that's exactly what's going on with doctors and nurses being let go, because there's no business for them. I mean, so if this thing is so horrible and the numbers are inflated and based on what state you're reading and what news and what link online is, the real numbers actually are so inflated because anybody who died from being hit by a car to put down as they died of CV-19.
Yep. Well, I think I told.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I told you the story about my mother-in-law. So this is the true story. She was living in an apartment and literally did not leave for over a year. And the reason why I know this is because she's my mother-in-law, and my father-in-law was the one who would go to the store and everything else like that. Well, she eventually had to go to the hospital. I think she had something like the flu or pneumonia or something like that. She had to go to the hospital. She put on a ventilator, and she was in the hospital for a long period of time. They had to put her into a nursing home to strengthen up her body because she had to walk up the two flights of stairs. Well, she did all of that sort of stuff. They locked down the nursing home for all the reasons that you hear. She's in New York, by the way. So she was brought home.
Is this recent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she, and I'm talking about within weeks. She was,
okay.
So this is all in January, February, March. This is all, she was in the hospital. She was in the nursing home, which was like a rehabilitation nursing home kind of a thing. And then eventually they let her out. So you would think they would have tested her, being in a nursing home in friggin' New York, right? Hotbed of this, you know, Andrew Cuomo, whatever, pandemic.
Yeah.
So they let her out on a Monday. On Thursday, She was not taking her diabetes medicine, so she went into like a diabetic coma. They had to pick her up. Guess what she had when she got to the hospital? She had
COVID-19.
That's right. Now, guess what? They fixed her up or whatever in the hospital. Took her about a week or two. They put her back into a nursing home. Guess what she didn't have?
COVID-19.
She didn't have COVID-19. So you just say, really? This is an 82-year-old woman who was almost dead, who should have died based on coronavirus. If you really, now I know.
Well, according to like what the TV and everything else is telling you, yeah.
Right. Yep. And I know I'm talking about my mother-in-law. I'm not talking
the
about
fear,
her
yeah.
as insensitive. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that she was supposed to be dead. She was in a diabetic coma. So you think about it: diabetes, old, respiratory problems, pneumonia, weak, blah blah blah.
You know
she
what that
been,
proves, though.
What?
It proves that when it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
Right.
No matter
what's
going on out there.
But it also
and it's not her time to go.
Right. Well, what it also proves is the mislabeling of this disease. Because when, if you're in a nursing home, you're not supposed to have it. If you're in a hospital, you can have it. When you go back to the nursing home, you can't have it.
I'm confused. I don't know about you. Here's a question for you, Peter. No, you didn't tell that story. But here's a question for you. Has she ever had, in the last, say, 20 years, a flu shot?
Probably, well, in the last 20, I don't know. But she probably had been giving flu shots because she used to see the doctor. So
well, let me tell you. This is from doctors, not very well known. But I'm going to tell you something, and it's my educated theory. It's not just a theory because doctors are confirming it. Anyone who has ever had a flu shot, and the coronavirus has been around for 20 years. Every couple of years, it's either Ebola or this or that. It's still considered one of the coronaviruses. This is also a coronavirus, only they labeled this one 19. But anyways, anyone... Because think about it. They inject into your body a live vaccine. And it's the year after that flu, which is why nobody should ever have a flu vaccine. Because, first of all, that flu from last year will never be back the year you'd have it. You take the flu vaccine. So, and yet, what you've injected into you is a live vaccine from last year's flu. And on top of that, in the vaccine itself, you're getting lead, mercury, and formaldehyde, which are neurotoxic. For those listening, neurotoxic means it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it helps to increase your dementia faster. It kills brain cells, in other words, along with autoimmune diseases and all, and it really suppresses your immune system. So, you never really want to take any more vaccines. If I knew what I knew today, I wouldn't even have had my kids vaccinated. But anyways, moving along. So, and I have this, and I've heard it from like Buttar and Shiva and stuff like that, a couple other doctors. And even Robert F. Kennedy, and I listened to that vaccine seminar. In fact, it was so excellent that I bought the series on it. And but it talks about what the vaccines do, and our increase in in autism is just incredible. At least it was like a 1 in 100,000, and now today it's 1 in 32. And so it's because of the overload, because all those things I just mentioned are in these vaccines, and the vaccines, suppress, and it doesn't, we don't have the diseases that we had years ago, and they're still vaccinating for it. But anyways, moving along, anybody who's going to test positive for the virus has had a flu shot over the last 20 years. Because remember, when you have a flu shot, you're getting a live vaccine that when they're testing for it, it's going to stimulate, and I don't know the real details on it, but for lack of a better word, it's going to stimulate that live vaccine within you, and it's going to come up positive. If they tested me, I would be negative. I would not show up positive. I don't know if you've ever had a flu shot, Peter, but if you have, then if you got tested, you'd be positive.
Wow. All interesting. Well, guess what? We're running out of time. So for those people,
I'm not surprised.
That's right. Yeah, for those people that are listening in, I know you do a lot of really cool stuff with bank accounts, bulletproof bank accounts, whatever, invisible, bounce proof, whatever, call it bounce accounts. Tell people what you do and how to get in touch with you.
I don't know. It's been so long, I forgot about what I do.
That's right.
I'm just teasing everybody. Okay. Here's what I do. I talk about asset protection. How to keep your money safe in bank accounts, or where not to put your money, or how in a specific way to put it in if you're going to put it in the bank. And folks, the bank is not your friend, no matter how friendly you are with the manager, the branch manager, or the teller. They are not your friends. So, and don't ever think that you can put money in the bank and they wouldn't steal it from you. If you've ever heard of bail-ins, that's what banks do, and that's what happens. If you've heard of bailouts, a lot of people have heard of bailouts, but they haven't heard of bail-ins. But anyways, that's a whole other talk. But anyways, I have created a one of a kind in the country. In fact, it might be in the world because I've actually set them up out of the country. I've got a guy in the UK, a guy in a woman in New Zealand, and somebody in Australia that I helped set this up for. It's a judgment-proof. Collection-proof bank account, personal bank account. What it does is it's almost like an insurance policy. Nobody can collect on any judgments, collections, or anything if you've got any on you or in your name. If they find your bank account, your personal bank account right now, they can freeze it. They can collect on it. With what I set up in a specific way, nobody can touch it, and not even IRS. I had one client, it was an unsolicited testimony. He said, Jackie, thank you so much. He said, I lost my home of 23 years. I lost my business of 24 years to the IRS, but they didn't touch the money that you told me to set up in this bank account. So I'm really happy about that. Collections, I know personally people, judgments, they couldn't even touch it either. Because once you get a judgment, that's the first thing they're going to do is find out where they can collect from. A judgment is worthless. So that's one of the things that I do, and it's very unique. And the other thing is I have a whole package, not just a program, a package that I set up. And it's for the Invisible New Mexico LLC, where nobody knows who the owner is. And I have a deal with my registered agent that's set up for 10 years. And after that point, you can buy another 10-year package. But it's included in the package that I have. I have recordings of everything, all your legal documents, what it does, how to handle it. I even have vetted some banks where you can open it up, how to open up a bank account, how to operate out of an LLC bank account. It can be for a virtual business, or it can be just to hold assets, meaning it can hold your house in there. It can hold if you've got an airplane or a motor home, or if you're running a small home-based business that's virtual, meaning, and that cough is, no, I don't have the CV virus. It's just I have a nasal drip.
Well, we'll find out next week if you show up for our
reading. I find out. If I'm here, Peter, then it was a nasal drip. If I'm not here, then check me out in the hospital.
Yep. Well, that's
but
it.
Anyways,
right.
Those are the two items that I do, as well as I do consultations with people about credit, budgeting, you name it.
So tell people again the email address, please.
Oh, yes. Right. How to get a hold of me. My name's Jackie. You can email me at theotherplan@gmail.com, and that's three words, theotherplan, no spaces, no dashes, no dots in between those words, theotherplan@gmail.com. And my name is Jackie, and you can just put in the subject line, hi, I'd like to get on your asset protection mailing list, which is usually tons of great resources and information of how to be invisible, how to protect yourself, just all kinds of free, all of it is free. And if you want one of the items that I sell, you can ask me about for more details, too.
Excellent.
No obligation to anybody.
Yep. Not only free, but also legal. So you don't have to worry about any
of
that
absolutely.
Stuff.
Everything, no. Everything I do is I stay in the system. I'm aware that there's different ways that people do things to get out of the system. I do in the system, but, you know, but I, like I said, I stay in the system, and I have been an offshore, this is, I don't know if I've ever even said this, I have been an offshore asset protection speaker out of the country.
Excellent. Okay, good. All right, so Jackie, thanks for being here. For those people that are wondering, I wonder if he's going to tell us that YouTube channel one more time. Yes, I will. It's Bedtime.
I wrote it down.
No, books. No, Bedtime Books.
Boring Books
boring,
for Bedtime.
Boring Books
yes.
for Bedtime. There we go. Perfect. Boring Books for Bedtime.
Because
so
I wrote
out.
It down, yes.
There you go. Thank you very much. We'll catch you everybody next time. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.